Rex, obviously, your last visit down here last year didn't quite end the way you'd liked it. How much do you look back at film of that game and try to motivate your team coming into this rivalry?
Well, that's way in our past. You know, we've learned from it as a team, I think, and we've grown from that. But yeah, it was a bad experience without question.
Speaking of the past, Tim Tebow's magical comebacks also began down here, which of course Tony was a part of. Have you talked to Tony about that and how that magic came about?
Never really had to talk to him about it because he did the same thing to us, like, you know, 2 weeks after. So, I mean, both games were so similar, it was unreal. You know, against us, he went, Denver went 9 straight 3-and-outs. And then he goes 93 yards to win the game. So it was very similar. Both those games were very similar.
Rex, we down here, we've been covering Tony for a while, and he didn't like you very much. So it's kind of odd to see that you're working with him now. Well, how did that relationship form?
Well, it's funny because, like, I never liked him. You know, so it was like, you know, it was the same way, you know, and I always looked at him, I'm like, ah, shoot, you know, this guy. And my big thing is, like, he thought he was tougher than me. And, you know, he thought his team was tougher than mine, and I thought mine was tougher than his, and I thought I was tougher than him. But one thing I always did is I always respected him. And I think that was, you know, I recognize him being an outstanding football coach, and you know, his team's played hard, and you can tell they cared about him. He's passionate about the game. And so that was why it was easy for me that, you know, when we were, you know, had a job as the offense coordinator open, then that's the first guy I went to.
Do you feel like you went wrong when you got away from that ground-and-pound approach?
Well, I think in some games, certainly that was, I did. But then, you know, there are other times. I thought Brian Schottenheimer did an outstanding job when he was here for us. You know, we won a lot of games and things. But, you know, I think it's not just, you know, the fact, oh, we run it this many times or whatever. I think it helps us in the passing game as well. I think it opens up the passing game as well.
Rex, knowing how passionate Tony is, did you feel a need to talk to him at all this week as he comes back here to play against the team that he coached for so many years and in terms of getting them riled up or not riled up?
No, and, you know, I had a similar thing. You know, I think any time you go against a group where, you know, or a team where you used to coach, even with me, you know, I spent 10 years in Baltimore, and I know how special it is because you got a lot of people. Those players, I promise you, he cares about them a great deal, without question, you know, without question. And he has got great memories from, you know, coaching there and people in the organization and all that. There might be some people in the organization he probably doesn't care for. But I can tell you this. When I went back, I know how special it is, you know, going back and competing against, you know, really the players, you know, mainly, you know, the guys that you really care about and you know, those guys that bled for you and things. And that's something you'll never forget.
Any thoughts of sending them out there for the coin flip?
No, I don't think I'll do that this time. But you know, we'll see. That's great. That'd be a first.
Rex, can you talk about the Dolphins-Jets rivalry? And it's been a while since both teams have been good. And if both teams can kind of rekindle what it used to be, what that mean?
Well, I think, you know, since I've been here, I think both teams have been competitive, been good football teams. So I think it has been, you know, we've had some good games against each other, even the years that I've been coaching. So I think there is that, you know, Miami Jet thing. You know, I don't obviously, you know, I wasn't here for, you know, previous seasons and things like that, but I know, you know, the Miami Jets rivalry has always been a good one.
Rex, the Steelers obviously have a good defense. And in the last, I don't know, I saw a stat about Mark Sanchez's passing for the final few quarters of that game. What did they do something differently, or did your passing game just not do what you wanted it to do?
Well, it really didn't do a whole lot. I mean, they played the game the same. They really never made any adjustments. I mean, it was, you know, they do what they do. But, you know, I think there were some, you know, we dropped several balls, and then maybe we weren't on the same page on a couple other throws. And you know, and Mark, I'm sure, had a couple of throws that he wished he had back. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, that's a tough place to play. And you know, I thought we were going to play better than we did. I really thought the key was that, you know, we couldn't get off the field on third down. And I think that's something that's always been something that we've hung our hat on. We really didn't do it. And I think Roethlisberger had probably the best quarterback rating of any quarterback I've ever faced in that game, with one exception, that being Chad Henning. That the game that he had, that first game when he went off for like 140 quarterback rating on us. But that was it. I think Roethlisberger probably had the best day of anybody, you know, that goes against our defense. You know, obviously not expecting that this week or any other week.
Rex, when you're facing a rookie quarterback, I mean, everybody knows that the key to your defense is trying to create confusion, but do you ratchet that up a little bit going against a rookie?
Well, I think if he was a regular rookie, then, you know, that would definitely be a true statement. But I think this young man is, you know, clearly knows the offense. He's been in that system, so you can tell he's comfortable. He doesn't look like a rookie back there. So, you know, a lot of rookies have that deer in the headlight look. He really doesn't have that. You know, he's out there, and he seems very confident in what he's doing right now.
What did Mark look like as a rookie, Coach? Mark Sanchez.
He had a little deer in the headlight look a few times, that's for sure. But I think, you know, we figured it out enough. You know, he did a great job for us. But, you know, you come into the league and you know, there's definitely a difference. But with Mark coming in as a true rookie, he had to learn a system as well. And, you know, where Ryan's come in and you know, obviously he's got a great grasp of the system.
Coach, where are you at Darrell Revis, and has he been cleared to practice?
Well, he's been cleared to practice. He hasn't been cleared for contact yet, but he's been cleared to practice.
What has been the issue with getting Tebow more involved in the offense?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
What's been the issue with Tebow's only had a handful of snaps so far? I think people expected to see him more.
Yeah, well, again, that's you never know. Each week is, you know, a different situation, and we treat it as, you know, Wildcat as a personnel grouping. Sometimes we can run it more. Sometimes we can run it less. So, you know, really, that's the thing about preparation wise. You really don't know, you know, how much involvement he's going to have in a game plan week to week.
Rex, was any part of you surprised the Dolphins 0-4 in the preseason struggled in the opener, and then they kind of just erupted in the second half of that second game against the Raiders? Did any part of that surprise you?
No, I tell you what surprised me the most was of how much people placed on the preseason. Our division alone, we won one game. You know, all four of us combined won one game in the preseason. So, that probably was a little surprising, but I think really when you look at it, you know, with you know, Miami's played. This is the thing that really jumps out at me, because they're playing extremely well, running the football. It's a team that clearly wants to run the football and stop the run on defense, and they're doing a tremendous job of that. I mean, they've played against two of the better running teams in the league, in Houston and Oakland, and you know, right now they're fourth in the league in run defense and first in rushing average, you know, at a 2.2 per carry. I mean, that just blows you away. And then, you know, being able to run the football, they're second in rushing, and they're third in per attempt at 5.5. So those are things that jump out at me.
Rex, Jeremiah Bell, how much has he helped out?
We can take a couple more questions.
Rex, how much has Jeremiah Bell helped out the acquisition of him on your defense?
Oh, tremendous. And as you guys know, I mean, what a pro's pro. Really is even, you know, taking on like a leadership. Guys are, you know, he's got some natural leadership abilities. Guys are following him. really smart, knows the system, prides himself. He doesn't make mental mistakes, and obviously he's a physical talent, as you guys know. He's a big hitter, and I think he's good in coverage. He's just all around tremendous football player and a great person to have on your team.